American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Now that the text of the bill is available, people will begin to see it for themselves and get a clearer understanding of what is actually going on as opposed to maybe what was pitched over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
That's House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conaway, who introduced the 2018 Farm Bill late last week. The bill is still a work in progress.
We'll have committee amendments that will be voted up or down or whatever, and then, of course, we'll go to the floor. And then when Senator Roberts gets his bill done, we'll move forward with the conference bill.
The deadline for amendments is tonight. The full committee begins discussions of the 2018 Farm Bill on Wednesday.
We're going to get this thing done and then start the process of trying to find 218 votes in the House.
So what's in the Farm Bill and what's one of the new big items?
We create a funding stream for a vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease. It's the one big ticket new item that came out of all of our conversations with not only the livestock folks, but also the security issues surrounding that piece as well. I didn't have to come up with additional cuts, but I didn't get any new money either. And so that we don't provide as much as the industry asked for.
The new bill calls for $150 million in funding for the vaccine bank in the first year.
The $150 million is that startup money that gets them going, whether it provides all 23 lines or just the 10 most important lines we need. All of those good decisions, I think, will be made at a much more fulsome and informed basis as we get the thing up and running and sort of see how it's going to work.
There's been a lot of talk about farm research lately. What does the new Farm Bill say about that?
Really tough subject off the top of my head. I don't think we reduced research, but we did not have any big upticks in it either, other than I think there's a little bit of uptick in especially crop research. Throughout this process, we also came to understand that the states need to do a better job of investing in the research facilities. That's one thing to get funding to actually do the research, but there's got to be labs and places to conduct that research that it's really hard to get, you know, funding for that.
He says the issue of deferred maintenance in some of the research facilities across the country is not in the 2018 Farm Bill.
Hopefully, maybe it's a part of the infrastructure titles or just the states themselves seeing the need and the value of that research that they'll address that.
That's Congressman Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. Stay with this station for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.